Once upon a time, there was a chicken named Norman. Funny
Wait,
job.
Did you see an apple? Did I say it was an apple or chicken? I can't remember which one. Apple or chicken? I can't remember.
Norman?
Yeah.
He's a chicken.
Okay.
Norman had a funny job. He worked at the bingo hall. Uh-huh. And he was the head bingo caller for a game, Chicken Poop Bingo. So, the way it worked, Norman would walk around on a big bingo card, and whatever he pooped, whatever letter or number he pooped on, that person, whoever had that letter or number, would be able to mark it off on the sheet.
That's a good key.
So he would walk around and he would poop wherever he wanted to poop.
But how does he always need to poop?
Well, that's the thing. That's why Norman had the job, because he was a very poopy bird. He did a lot of pooping. But that leads us to the problem of the story. One day, Norman got up, went to work, stepped on the grid, which normally makes him feel like he needs a poop, because he's used to it. He stepped on the grid and was like, And he walked around, he walked over all the numbers. He did not need a poop. Everybody was waiting, they had their bingo dappers. Nothing. He just kept walking around. Nothing happened. Everybody started booing and complaining. It's like, what a crazy world I've got myself into. I gotta walk around and poop for a living? This is ridiculous. And he walked out. His boss said, Norman, where are you going? He said, I quit. This is ridiculous. So he went home. Woke up the next day and thought, I gotta find a new job. So he went into a variety store and said, hey, can I work the cash register here? I said, what? No way. You're a chicken. What if you poop everywhere? I said, well, that's a good point. I do poop quite a bit. You know, sorry, buddy. So then he went to the taxi company and said, hey, can I get a job driving a taxi? And they said, can you drive? No, but how hard could it be? And he said, get out of here, chicken.
You should have said yes.
Yeah, but he didn't want to lie. So then he went to the baseball stadium and asked if he could sell hot dogs. And they said, sure, gave him a hat and a box of hot dogs and said, go ahead and sell them. And all the other hot dog guys were going, hot dogs, get your red hot dogs. And Norman was saying, bark, 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 bark.
Wait, no, it doesn't make sense because he was talking English before.
Yeah, I know, but he just misinterpreted what would be the right thing to say.
Oh.
When you're selling a hot dog. And they're like, get out of here, you crazy chicken. Kicked him out. He pooped all over the stairs anyway, and that was upsetting to them.
He puked?
Pooped.
I said puked.
So then he's thought about it. He's like, man, you know what? Maybe I am really, you know, at my best when I'm pooping. So he went back to the bingo hall and he said, guys, I'm sorry, I guess I just needed a break. Can I come back for my old job? His boss said, you know what? We weren't very fair with you either. We thought about it and we realized that we were taking it for granted that you would come in here and just poop all night long. So we want to give you more vacation time so you can take some time off and, have some time to just kind of relax. Have some good Norman time. And he said, that sounds great. And he shook his boss's hand and he went back to work. And he stepped on that grid and immediately felt a rumble in his tumble. And poop, poop, poop. Three numbers in a row. The crowd cheered. And he went walking around, poopity, 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 bingo! Someone got a bingo in record time. Norman felt good about it. He said, you know what? Everything is as it should be. I'm doing what I should be doing. I'm a pooping bird. The end.